This is 89.9 FM, WCBU and WCBU.org. Limitations on social gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic are putting nonprofits in a tough position. The organizations have canceled, rescheduled, or moved online nearly all spring fundraising events with mixed results. This comes as many organizations are wrapping up their budget year. Dana Vollmer reports the not-for-profits expect the effects to last far longer than the pandemic itself.
April is usually a big fundraising month for Crittenden Centers, a Peoria-based child welfare organization that provides emergency child care, maternity supplies, and educational support to families in need. Development and marketing director Sandy Garza says Crittenden's month-long Fill the Crib campaign usually brings in enough donations of diapers and formula to last up to half a year. Two other ticketed events bring in additional fundraising dollars to sustain services. In the shadow of the novel coronavirus, none of that was possible this year.
So we were gearing up for all of this, and it all went flat.
Garza says at the same time, Crittenden is handing out more than triple the supplies they normally would as families grapple with the stress of being out of work and at home.
Not only have we lost our fundraiser, but the need of the people we serve has significantly increased. So even if I was to say we lost X amount of dollars, it's probably double that because of what we actually have to come up with.
Garza says they hope their biggest fundraiser of the year will make up some of the difference. The annual Festival of Trees brings in about $120,000 for Crittenden, largely from bidding on intricately decorated trees, wreaths, centerpieces, and other holiday decor. Festival of Trees also takes the most time to prepare for. Garza says collection of supplies and the creation of auction items is a year-round process, a year disrupted by the shutdown. She says they're trying to get creative with virtual options in case the state still discourages large gatherings come November.
In the last couple of years, we've actually moved our Festival of Trees event to have mobile bidding. And with that, we have seen our customer base expand in terms of people who were purchasing the items and having them delivered, because even if they weren't able to attend the event, they were still able to see the items and bid on them. So we decided to see how far we could take that option.
Crittenden isn't the only Peoria nonprofit hoping to recoup for fundraising losses in the fall. CASA of the 10th Judicial Circuit is a volunteer organization that advocates for children in abuse and neglect court cases. CASA's Sip, Savor, Smoke whiskey and cigar tasting fundraiser was supposed to be this week. Executive Director Pam Perellis says it's now slated for August. Maybe.
There's so much uncertainty about even pushing things back a couple months. Is there going to be a limit on size of attendees that you can have for events? You know, we don't know all those answers.
Perellis says what they do know is fundraising dollars have dried up for the rest of CASA's budget year, which ends in June. She says grants cover a large chunk of employee salaries and the second round of Paycheck Protection Program loans helped, but that only gets them through the next 2 months. Perellis says the biggest challenge comes in November.
We have our big event, Casablanca Dancing with the Local Stars, and the capacity for that is usually 500-600 people.
Perellis says it also generates a couple $100,000, a huge portion of the budget for her small staff. She says they're considering virtual options, but the scale of the event would make it challenging to pull off. And she worries too many other nonprofits will try to rally support at the same time.
Our concern is there are so many events that are already at that time of year, and if you just pile them all up, I don't think anybody's going to do really well because donors are, you know, going to be hit really hard.
Easter Seals Central Illinois is one nonprofit that has already tried virtual fundraising. Vice President of Development Katie Musisi says they apprehensively moved last month's Run, Walk, Roll 5K online.
With that decision, I think we were expecting to not see as many registrations, that maybe some of our sponsors wouldn't be in a position to follow through with their sponsorship, and that we likely were going to have lower revenues than we had budgeted.
But she says flexibility in when people could participate, paired with warm weather and cabin fever from quarantine, yielded promising results.
So at the end of the day, we actually met the budget goal that we had set for the event. We came really close to getting the same number of registrants, but we retained all of our sponsors who were happy to support, and then we saw an increase in donations.
That's a relief, Musisi says, as nonprofits often operate on razor-thin margins, and the need for services nonprofits provide is only expected to grow as the pandemic runs its course. I'm Dana Vollmer.
As a matter of disclosure, Katie Musisi is married to WCBU announcer Daniel Musisi, and WCBU's Kristen McHugh is involved in Crittenden's Festival of Trees.